Part 31, Chapter 7. At 7 the following morning, McKendrick's team began to set up an entirely different room for operating.
"We don't know enough about cyclo diseases," he told Johnny, "and their cadavers might be very infective to them when decayed. They're built of viruses, and there may be a virus smaller than viruses. So change your clothes and get brand new wires and equipment."
Johnny did, and when he came back, having given Mr. Tsung the problem of digging up another white coat and was laying out new wires, he was astonished to hear McKendrick tell his nurse to go get Chirk.
"She's almost dead. Cyclo females have been feeding her for months with a stomach tube. The brain structure is similar, and the hole in the jaw is bigger. She's already in a coma, and we won't have to give her much methane. That's the anesthetic that knocks them out."
"I better go get her,"
said Johnny. He took a mine cart and an air mask and went down to the rooms, which were always circulated with breathe gas. Two cyclo females came over at once when he pushed the cart toward Chirk's bed. There she lay, eyes shut, unmoving. But she was thin, almost skeletal. Poor Chirk. The two hefty females had no trouble at all laying her on the mine cart. Johnny thought he might have been able to do it himself. Her bones almost rattled.
"Give me a breathe gas mask for her,"
said Johnny. The two females looked at him blankly.
"Why?"
one said.
"So she can breathe,"
said Johnny impatiently. The other female said,
"It won't do any good to try to torture her first. In her state, she won't feel it."
Johnny was trying to wrap his wits around this, and seeing his confusion, the first one explained,
"We have been waiting for someone to come down to kill her. They always do. We wondered and wondered why you waited months. That's the only treatment the Catrists ever permitted for Lapsin."
What were these words? Well, Catrist was the medical scientist cult that really ran Cyclo. Didn't he know that? And Lapsin was a common disease which child females sometimes got. And although it was rare for one of Chirk's age, she's 30, you know, to get it, it was undeniable that she had Lapsin. And naturally, sooner or later, she had to be killed.
"I'm not going to kill her,"
said Johnny, indignant.
"I'm going to try to cure her."
They didn't believe him. In the first place, it was against the law to cure Lapsin. It was also against the law for an unauthorized person to trifle with the mind. So it followed that he was lying to them, just like a Catrist would. But it still wouldn't do any good to try to torture her before she was vaporized, as she wouldn't feel it, and he wouldn't enjoy it. Johnny had to get the breathe mask himself, put it on Chirk, and wheel her through the atmosphere lock. Behind him, the two females were telling each other,
"Torture! I told you so!